welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. On today's broadcast, we're going to let you listen to a message that was delivered in our evening service at the New Bridge Baptist Church. Again, thank you for tuning in, and may the Lord bless is our prayer.
Good to be in God's house. Good to see each one tonight. Turn with me to Psalms 142. Though we used this text, can't remember now when it was. I think it was 2019, somewhere around 2019 there. And but this evening, as we were up in our study, just searching for what the Lord would have us to do tonight, and we want to be obedient. I'm just glad I'm saved tonight. Psalm 142. This is, of course, a psalm of David. This is when he's being pursued by Saul. And he's in a cave, either at Adullam or in Gedi. We're not really sure. But he has just had some great victories by defeating Goliath. But we're going to find here that he's being overwhelmed in his spirit. And I thought about, as we get into this tonight, we can have great victory one moment and then be overwhelmed the next moment. But I'm glad we've got a Lord to go to, aren't you? He said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, how they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Aren't you glad we've got a refuge tonight? Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. I'm going to tell you what. We can't take the devil on in his crowd by ourselves, can we? But I'm glad we got a Savior that'll be there for us. He's bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteousness shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And this is just a simple thought, and I think we may have used in 19, when our spirit is overwhelmed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I'll tell you what, Seth Porbay, how about you leading us in a word of prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for letting us come here tonight to praise and worship you, Lord. We ask that you be your visionary person that's on the prayer list, Lord, that couldn't be here tonight. Lord, we ask that you be with the pastor as he brings the message.
Lord, help us tonight. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. Have you ever had times in your life when you just things just seem overwhelming? I don't know about you, but it seems like here lately it just seems like there's more and more. You turn this way and there's something. You turn this way and there's something. You try to look forward and there's something. And you don't dare turn around because you know there's something back there waiting. And it just seems like every which way you turn, there's something going on. And if we're not careful, we can feel overwhelmed. I thought about this. Satan likes to keep us distracted, don't he? He likes to keep us down. He wants to keep us discouraged. You know why? Because when we're in that state, it's hard for the Lord to use us. And it's hard for people to see the Lord in us, isn't it? And it's really, sometimes it's hard to praise him when we get there. But I'm glad David here, as he saw his condition, There's just a few things in this chapter and may it be a help to us, not to just you, but to us, including me, all right? We see that he began to pray. And we see that the seriousness of this situation is that David is in distress. He's in extreme distress. He said, I cried unto thee, Lord, with my voice unto the Lord did I make myself. I poured out my complaint before thee. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed with me, then thou knewest my path, and the way where I walked have they privately laid a snare for me. So David here, these statements, you know he is in severe distress. I'm going to tell you what, sometimes in our life, we get in distressing times, don't we? But David, there's one thing in this. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but it'll be all right. David knew where to look. He knew where to turn. And in our times of distress, I'm glad that we too can call up on the Lord. David said, I cried unto the Lord. That word cried, man, he come to the Lord there in distress and with agony. And folks, I'm going to tell you what, he was desperate in that cave as he cried out unto the Lord. I'm going to tell you what, there's been times in my life that I have been in just a desperate need of the touch of the Lord. Just in a desperate need for the Lord to let me know he's there, he's real, and he's got me. He's holding my hand. As someone said, I believe it might have been Billy read in the children's church about the footprints in the sand. I love that because they're in some of the most distressful times, some of the most desperate times. We feel like the Lord is not there, but he is. Folks, that's just when he's carrying us and seeing us through. So David here, we see he prayed unto the Lord in a very distressful and desperate time. In this situation he was in, he was fearful. He knew that there was pressures from without, and there was pressures from within. There was trouble from without. Everywhere he turned, there was problems. Here he said that I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Have you ever felt like you was friendless? Have you ever felt that way? This is the way David is. David is, hey, I'm here in this situation. I'm in despair. Hey, listen, I'm in distress. I'm in a time of very difficulty. And when I thought there would be some man there for me, I found none. I'm going to tell you, sometimes we do feel friendless. But I'm going to tell you what, I've found most of the time that is Satan trying to discourage us. God's people are usually there. Now, they can't touch and give us the peace in our soul, but they can be there for us. And I'm so thankful that those times when we do feel like we're friendless, when we feel like that no one is there, the Lord is there. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. But I'm thankful for New Bridge Baptist Church. I'm glad that there is someone there. But David here in his cave, he's all alone. He don't feel like there's anyone there with him. There's nobody there to be a friend to him. I'm glad we've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother, aren't you? Amen. And so we find here the seriousness of his situation. But again, what did David do? He turned to the Lord in prayer. In prayer. I'm going to tell you what. Prayer is the greatest blessing we have. We can go to the Lord and just talk it over with him. I'm going to tell you what. Here that we see not only his prayer, but his persuasion. David's discernment in verses 5 and 6, he said, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Why? Hey, listen, David was persuaded that he could turn to the Lord and the Lord would be there. I'm glad that David had this discernment. I'm glad we too can have this discernment. I'm going to tell you what, we've got a Savior that'll be there with us. We got a Savior that'll be there not only for us, but with us. I'm glad we've got a Savior that can bring peace to our heart. I'm glad we've got a Savior that even in this time that can bring some satisfaction to our soul. When we're low and distressed, when our spirit is overwhelmed, I'm glad, as David's discernment was, he turned to the Lord. I'm glad we can too turn to him too. Then I want you to see the praise. David in verse number 7, he said, "Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteousness shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me." You know what David is saying? David is thanking the Lord in advance. Thanking him in advance for what he's going to do. Amen. And you know what? I think sometimes we just need to thank the Lord in advance for what we know he's going to do in our life. David talked about the freedom there, being out of prison, out of that prison of discouragement and out of that prison of despair, out of that prison of distress. He's thankful for the freedom. We see the fellowship that he's talking about there with the Lord. And he said, "He will deal with me bountifully." In other words, David said, "The Lord's going to fill me up. He's going to fill me up." I'm so glad we've got such a Lord that we can go to. Oh, when our spirit is overwhelmed, don't turn to the world. Don't turn to the things of this world, but turn to the Lord. And I'm so thankful he will deliver us through it all, through it all. Amen. Caden, how about you leading us in a word of prayer?
Let's pray. God, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for allowing us to have this day to just come to your house this morning, God, and then tonight, God. I thank you for allowing us to just come in fellowship, God, and just to hear the word, God. And I just thank you, God, that we have you and we feel like we have no one else in our corner, God, and we're just down. We feel like we can't keep going, God. I think that we can just call out to you, God,
yes,
and know that you're with us, God. When we feel like there's no one else around us, God, and we look down and only see one set of footprints, God, I'm glad that it's you that's carrying me, God, and it's not mine alone, God. I thank you for that, God. And I pray, God, that as we go through this week, God, I pray that you'll just help us remember this message, God. Help us remember that when we don't feel like we can keep going, God, and we're feeling down, God, to just call out to you, God, and
yes,
we'll get strength in you, God. And I pray, God, that you'll just keep us safe as we go through this week, God. Allow us to shine in your light through us, God. Just give someone the hope that they need, God. I just thank you for this day once again, God. Just keep us safe as we go home, God. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We know that the Lord did deliver David. Saul was killed in battle, the one that was pursuing him. David was brought out just as God said he would. He was anointed king of Israel. And when you study the history of Israel, there has never been a king like King David. Oh, David made mistakes. He made some costly mistakes. But there never was a king in Israel like David until King Jesus arrived. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, when Jesus comes back, thank God he's not coming as a baby in the manger. He's not coming humbly, but he's coming with power and might, and he will reign and rule, King Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what, God delivered David, and look at how he blessed him. I'm so thankful. No matter how dark it looks right now, I'm glad God can and will deliver us. Amen. And set our feet on that solid rock. Amen.